Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio. By Odin's beard. Hey everybody, merry 2018, or the tail end of 2017, depending where you are right now. I'm a little hungover, but I'm gonna get through this ad read because I'm professionalism as fuck. Cool. So, we've got some live shows coming up. If you're in Melbourne, on the 19th of January, we'll be at the Eureka Hotel in Richmond. Then, as part of Fringe Perth, will be coming your way on the 27th and 28th of January. If you come to both nights, there is a discount, and both shows will be completely different. After that, we'll be in Sydney for RTX, so if you're thinking of coming to the thing, head to rtxsydney.com and use coupon code SANSPANTS at checkout, and you'll get $5 off a weekend pass. And while we're in Sydney, on Saturday the 3rd of February, we'll be at the Giant Dwarf Theatre for a live show, for a bit of an RTX after party, and there might be some special guests, so stay posted for that. The next weekend after that, we're in Brisbane on the 10th and Canberra on the 11th. I go in for a surgery consult on the 12th, but that won't stop us from heading to Adelaide as part of their Fringe for two nights only on the 17th and 18th of Feb. Once again, if you come to both night, there is a discount, and both shows will be completely different. For all information on where to grab your tickets, just head to sanspantsradio.com/live. Also, if you're sick and tired of all these ads, don't worry, for less than $1 a show, not only do you get everything ad-free, but also a heap of bonus content, discount on live shows, and access to our exclusive members-only Discord where you can hassle our grapes in real time. Just head to sanspantsplus.com for more information and to sign up today. I'm going to go and sit down in the shower now and maybe have a cry. I hope you have a lovely night, wherever you are. Hit me up on Twitter, at GoddammitZammit, for your best hangover cures and advice. Good luck.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. No? Don't know where my brain went then. Let me try that again. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you survive Ragnarok?
So we're making like Norse Ragnarok.
Yeah, no, so we're not talking like how would you survive like the film Thor Ragnarok.
Because I'd just be a stowaway in a ship.
I'd just be watching. I don't even... The only person that gets a raw deal in Thor is Thor. Thor Ragnarok. So the Nordic Ragnarok end of the world.
Right.
Is the go here. Okay. How do you survive that? No. Where a lot of terrible shit happens. But again, it kind of mostly seems like the gods are sort of... The ones, you know, where shit's going wrong, us little people, humanity, not doing super bad.
Yeah, right. So we're joined here by Brian. Hello.
Hello.
Would you classify yourself as a Norse expert? Because I know I would.
I'd class myself as a Norse expert. I've got a degree in history, which hangs in my bathroom for all the good it's done me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a perfect place. So useful, yes. Oh, my God. Now I know where to put all my degrees.
My hat.
Well, never never go to college thinking you're going to be Indiana Jones. Nah. It just never works out.
So if I want to be Indiana Jones, I just got to do it just like off my own back. I just got to go find a temple and plunder that shit.
I think so. I think that was a takeaway message.
All right. Thanks for the advice.
Right. So Ragnarok. What happens in Ragnarok?
What are the key Ragnarok events?
The key Ragnarok events is it's basically a civil war between the Norse gods.
Okay.
First of all, the Norse are the only major culture that does two things in their mythology. First of all, any other major culture worships a sun god or a rain god or a god that involves something they need. Mm-hmm. The Norse worship a death god, a psychopomp.
All right. Rock and roll.
And they're also the only major culture in all the mythologies that kill almost every one of their gods.
That's awesome. Worship a death god.
Kill your gods. That's good.
All right. Sick. Okay.
I mean, there are a lot of apocalypse myths, a lot of apocalypse stories where God finally comes down and brings his justice to the world.
God's always all right.
Right. In this one, they just all die, at least most of them.
That's amazing.
All right. So what are the kind of play-by-plays here? What are we going to watch out? If we're like simple Joe Q Asgardian citizen.
Well, we'd be Joe Q Midgards, yeah?
Yeah.
We're just John and Jane Q Midgard living our life in an old fuck.
Wait, isn't Earth Midgard?
Yeah.
Earth is Midgard.
Earth's involved in Ragnarok?
We're just the place where they have, we're the field they fight on.
Yeah. You're telling me that these fucking gods come to our place to have their war? Sons of bitches.
We're basically like the ants on a football field.
Why mess up their place?
Yeah. Look, I mean, when you put it like that.
But at the end of the day, Asgard's left empty because all the gods are dead. I may need to change my tactic.
They thought they'd win.
The hubris.
So this is basically like the American Civil War if they went and fought it on France, like yeah. French soil?
Why don't we fight more civil wars in other countries? That's great. Hey, like, we're having a civil war.
Adelaide, I have some beef with you. See you in New Zealand.
Yep, sweet, meet you there. Everyone in New Zealand be like, what?
Excuse me?
And then they all die, but Virginia's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
So all the gods are fighting each other. All I remember from my hazy memory of Norse mythology is that the wolf gets out of its chains and Loki gets out of where he was lying, getting slowly poisoned by a snake. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. And basically you have Team Asgard,
okay,
which is Odin, Thor, Heimdall, all the good, shiny, happy gods.
Sweet.
Against Team Loki, which is Loki, his children, Hela, Fenris, and Jormungand. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then their mercenary, Surt.
Oh, who's Surt? I never heard
Surt is a fire giant.
Ah. What? So basically it's a family squabble with and also your fire giant is there.
So if this were the American Revolutionary War, he'd be the Hessian.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny if you imagine it as like a proper family, like a family Christmas, and everyone's having a good time, and they're like, oh, Loki's here with his weird kids.
His weird kid, and that, I guess they call him their uncle.
I don't know who that guy is. What relation is he to Loki? I had no idea they were fire giants. I mean, you always hear about the frost giants. You never hear about the fire giants. Yeah. Man.
Well, Surt is basically Satan.
Oh.
In Norse mythology, their version of hell is spelled, you know, one L. Mm-hmm. And it's not hell as we know it. It's basically like waiting in line at the Department of Motor Vehicles. You know, it's just a place. You hang around, you don't do anything.
Oh, that seems kind of pleasant.
I mean, like, yeah, it seems kind of chill.
All right, so it's Team Ass versus Team Satan.
Yep.
All right.
Deal.
All right.
Yep.
Good.
All right, cool.
What's happening on Midgard? Anything? Are there like volcanoes or like floods or something? Or are we just like, man, what's going on up there?
No, Midgard is going to take in the shorts really badly.
Crap.
Because one of the first things that happens is, and keep in mind, Odin is the chief god.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, the top of the pantheon. And he is killed in such an anticlimactic way.
Does he just get et or something?
He just gets swallowed.
Fucking good. So
that's
he's a
great.
He's it's Fenrir, yeah, the wolf.
Fenris, however you want to pronounce it.
So he's
just swallows up Odin, and that's the end of it. It's not like Sharknado where he cuts himself out of the great wolf's belly.
He's just like, oi, dog, me and you, I'm a fuck you. Whoop. Whoop.
The moment that happened, I'd just be like, well, we're done, well, right?
Our leader's a fucking idiot.
He just got eaten by, that's like if you're in a fucking, you know, the middle of an actual war and you're like, leader of your squad or whatever runs forward, just gets eaten by, you're just like, well, I'm just going to sit down. I've lost. There's no way I win this now.
The enemy have things that eat us. Whole. Yeah. Not even of, like, didn't chew. Just whole.
Imagine if in World War II, Winston Churchill had been eaten by a wolf sent by the Nazis. Britain would have just been like, gee whiz, all right, we're out.
Morale would have plummeted.
Or if, you know, the reverse, Churchill's like, we're sending a wolf to Hitler. Because, like, yeah, send me advice. Ah!
God.
That's morale in the Nazi party. Gone.
Really ultimate weapon.
Yeah, there's some lessons to be learned here.
All right. So Odin gets taken out by a wolf.
Yep.
So yep.
Thor fights the Jormungand.
Jormungand.
Jormungand. Is that how you pronounce it?
Jormungand.
That's how you pronounce it, Jormungand.
Because I always go Jor and then I trail off. Because it looks too hard for me.
I've always thought the Scandinavian languages were invented on a dare. It's the only explanation I can think of.
That seems about right. All right, so Jormungand. All right, so they fight.
Yep.
And Thor wins.
Right, and it's an actual fight. It's not, I've swallowed you, you're done.
Yeah.
Cool.
So these two have it out. Thor wins, but in the victory, he was bitten.
Idiot, son of a dickhead. What an asshole. All right, so Thor's gone.
Thor walks 9 paces and keels over.
Right. All right. So suddenly, like, my morale is falling. Suddenly, I'm like Team Wolf because he's the winner.
The wolf seems to be doing the best so far.
All right. So Heimdall, what does he do? Does he fight Loki?
Heimdall fights Loki.
Sick.
And that's that's the end of Loki.
Okay.
Oh, another anticlimactic death.
Heimdall swallows Loki whole.
Oh my god. Especially if I've just seen Odin, like, man, by a wolf. Oh my god.
This guy just ate a man.
Holy shit. This is kicking off.
All right. So, how does Heimdall take over, take out Loki?
Basically, just normal medieval Norse style combat. Just kills him as you would in that manner. Surt watches everything happen, is just watching this family at each other's throats, you know, the Christmas party thing. Just gets sick of the whole thing and burns the entire planet along with everything that's left on it that's all godly to a cinder.
Oh. So if we want to survive Ragnarok,
don't piss that guy off.
We got to be friends with Surt. We got to sidle up to him and be like, how crazy is this?
See, my initial theory, my initial strat here would become like a really good dog tamer.
Uh-huh.
So I'm assuming because Ragnarok is in, like, it's a prophecy, we know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So my assumption here was to be, I know it's going to happen. I know that Fenris is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try and be, like, the world's best, or at least okay, at dog training. And somehow train Fenris to be on this boy's side.
I think that's good because I like the idea of, like, Odin gets it and you're like, all right. And I'm like, you got this, Sam. And then he just eats you and I'm like, okay.
Shit.
Last chance and whoops, damn.
Worst case scenario, he eats me.
Yeah, that's true.
Best case scenario, I now have a dog that can eat my enemies.
Well, he's, from memory, Fenrir, and correct me if I'm wrong, he's like chained up in a cave, right?
He he's got every reason to be angry and hate Odin because he's one of Loki's children, and his big sin was growing very large.
That poor boy. I have sympathy for Fenris.
So they see this amazingly, impossibly large wolf, and just think, we got to do something about that.
Okay.
So they tried chaining it, and he just keeps breaking any chain.
Okay.
All right. See, carrot, not the stick.
Yeah.
Use the carrot.
That's true. Plus, if you get in there afterwards and you have, like, a Odin's a bad bloke tattoo somewhere on your body.
Don't get me wrong. I will have an Odin is a bad bloke somewhere in my body. And I'll also have a sneaky Loki's a bad bloke on my body as well, just in case I need that.
That's so, very good.
Just hide it up, you know what
I
mean?
The kind of thing where if things went differently and Odin killed Fenrir, you just turn around and like lift the sleeve on the other shoulder and you're like, yeah,
Loki,
hate that Loki guy. But I was thinking, you got a while he's chained to get to know Fenris and be like, hey man, you know, when things go south,
just keep whispering sweet nothing in his ear and being like, me and you, Fenris, me and you, we're best buds.
Yeah.
And then some turkey. Oh, he'd love some turkey.
Gonna struggle to get turkey in the Nordic regions. But yes.
Elk? Reindeer.
Reindeer.
He loves reindeer. He's a big wolf.
He's a big wolf. Somebody's got to feed him. And then when he cracks out of the chains, it's just you and Fenris.
Fenris
is like, give us a sec. I just got to eat Odin. You're like, I guess, man.
Because it's like, it's Tyr, the god of war. He's the one looking after Fenris.
Right. And he kills Fenris, basically, and that's revenge for Fenris taking his hand at some point. Because when they were binding Fenris, no chain could hold him. So they have the elves make a ribbon. Now it's obviously a magic ribbon. They kind of bet Fenris, hey, you broke all the chains, can you break this ribbon? He senses something is amiss, that they're not being exactly straight with him. So I'll let you tie me up with the ribbon, but someone's got to put their hand in my mouth.
Smart.
See? Clever.
This dog is a genius.
The gods are fucking stupid. Won't he bite me? No, he's on the level. Okay.
And Tyr found out how on the level he wasn't. He was a little upset when they wouldn't untie him.
Yeah, fair. Good on you, boy. Smart boy, yeah?
Yeah. I think because nobody's sympathizing with Fenris. Everybody's either using him or trying to fight him. Damn it. So if you're getting in there and being his mate.
This thing is, look, of all like Loki's children and Surt, okay, so Surt's the big one you probably got to tame or at least befriend.
Yeah.
But with like Fenris, he's the one that ate Odin. Now, Odin's meant to be your all-powerful god, like
that's
the all-father, the one-eyed dickhead. So, if Fenris can eat him, well, what else can Fenris eat?
Yeah, that's
a lot
true.
Of them, I reckon.
That's true.
So I reckon, look, we've got Team Ass and Team Satan. I propose a third team of Team Wolf and Boy, with me being the boy.
I like your logic there. You're like, if he eats the top god, literally there's nothing else he can't eat. Like,
yeah.
He has already eaten the best thing.
I like your thinking there. You know, if he can eat Odin, he could go for spicy food and eat Surt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why not?
He might just get a cooked throat, but like...
But hey, you know, or we go like, all right, Surt... Because Surt's kind of on, like, Team Loki for a bit.
Surt seems like he's kind of on Team Surt, let's be honest.
Or at least he's, like, was bought there by Team Loki.
Yeah, definitely.
So why does Team Surt end up being, like, fuck Loki as well?
Is he just like, this is crazy?
He just, at one point, just seems frustrated with the whole thing. And decides to pull the plug. Now, if I'm going to survive Ragnarok, I think the best and possibly most fun way to do this is there are no goddesses there.
Oh.
Sif is not there. Freya is not there. I'm going to find where they are and hang out with them.
That's a clever move. Ladies, here
plus,
I am.
Plus, Asgard's going to need some serious repopulating after this.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're going to make so many demigods. Also, like, you know, there's the classic story about, and I don't know if it works in the reverse, but where Thor has to cross-dress to get his hammer back from the giants. And, like, I'm imagining a situation where the ladies are like, you're not a goddess, you can't come in here. But it seems like everyone's real stupid. So, like, if you just chuck in a dress and slide in, they're going to be like, yeah, all right.
Yes.
I don't remember you, but sure.
Yeah,
I'm one of them. Cool. Is there any, like, explanation of where they might be?
None whatsoever.
I'm reading a very brief thing, and they do say that Freya does battle Surt.
Is that what happens?
But, like, it doesn't really go into much detail from there.
I have no recollection of that, and I've read this myth a number of times.
Look, I'm gonna err to the side of you.
I don't know. Mythology.wikia.com.
Ah, good point, Zach. Absolutely. I'm sure that's peer-reviewed and 100% up to snuff. Well, that's a good move. But, like, what's Earth-like Are you just repopulating a weird battle-ravaged version of Midgard and Asgard afterwards?
They do kind of go into the post-Civil War world where Thor's hammer is the only thing left of Thor except Thor's hammer and Thor's kid.
Oh.
And there's a couple of humans who manage to hide out in a tree.
Sick.
Okay, hiding out in a tree is on the table?
Oh, that was my plan. Hide in the roots of Yggdrasil. I'm like, shit's going down. Where's that magic tree that'll be here when everything else isn't? And then I climb in the tree, bunker down amongst the roots, and then it grows, and then the two humans in the tree are like, I guess we're humanity again. And I'm like, yeah, and me. I'm also here. Jackson Bailey came back too, hiding in the roots. Got you good.
So what are we doing, boys and girls?
What's the plan? They're like, oh, we're gonna be like the new sons and daughters of humanity. Yep, and me.
I want in.
Show me what's good to go. That's funny because the gods, like, it's such a different world. What is it like implied that all of the goddesses will now rule like Midgard and Asgard and all that jazz? Or is it just kind of like not spoken?
You've got Baldur who comes back up from hell after, you know, he's been hanging out in hell after Loki tricked his brother into killing him with you know, some Christmas decorations.
Classic.
Just a bauble. Swallow the bauble, Baldur. Swallow the bauble.
Yeah. Tricked you. Those were baubles. Oh,
so this could have been Baldur's Ragnarok survival plan. Maybe he tricked Loki into tricking his brother into killing him.
Smart.
Hey, if you survive in hell, then...
Okay. So there's really, like, Ragnarok. There's a lot of ways to survive Ragnarok.
Yeah.
So it all happens on Midgard, yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
I guess.
And so Asgard remains somewhat untouched, or does Surt blow that up as well?
Somewhat untouched.
All right.
Maybe that's so where all of the goddesses are.
Asgard. They're just like, oi... Oh, maybe they're just like, oh, fuck, I'm so sick of Odin's bullshit.
I'm just staying home.
Oh, my God. Hey, Odin, take some of your asshole kids and try and fight those asshole other guys. Yeah, done.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So Asgard is remotely safe. Midgard is fucked. Hell is also apparently just sick. Just tickety-boo.
Pretty much, yeah.
So what happens to, like, the daughter Hell? Is she also up fighting, or is she back at home?
She's back at home.
This is sounds like just really a dick measuring contest.
What it kind of seems like is, like, imagine it's a Christmas party again.
And a dog is also there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they've got the dog chained up out the back because it got too big, I guess. But it's a Christmas party and it's like everyone's having a nice time. And then someone looks out the window and they're like, did you invite Loki? And I'm like, no, I didn't invite Loki. And then all of the guys are like, well, we got to kick him out of the house. And they got up to go and battle him. And then the world ended.
And then, like, oh, I guess all the female goddesses are there. And then Hell's like, I'm so sorry about my father.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry. You're one of the good ones.
This is so embarrassing. Like, he's always like this. You know, he chained up my brother when he got too big.
Yeah, the drunk patriarch and all his drunk sons are in the front yard swapping blows.
With Loki and his two sons who are like, yeah!
And their weird drug-dealing friend.
I know, Sato is such a weird, like, he's like just, and Sato's also there. Yep, I came along too.
Yes.
Kind of like Loki was like, come to the Christmas party. And Sato's like, is it going to get weird? With your family, it gets weird. Loki's like, nah.
It's going to be fine.
It got weird!
It got so weird.
Sato, who is already a bit strange, just like, well, I guess I'll just burn the house down.
Burn the yard, leaves the house.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, all the goddesses survive, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that's great.
Now Freya's her Ragnarok survival plan.
Yeah.
Now you admit she did not fight Surt.
Okay.
Not that I've ever read, but she did have a brother named Frey.
Okay. Frey and Freya. Good.
Yeah, they were brother and sister, plus lovers. And, you know, it fits the whole weird Christmas party theme.
It's all coming out. All the secrets are coming out at this Christmas party.
Oh, yep, sorry, I misread it. It is Frey. Frey fights Surt.
So there she pushes her brother in front of the whole problem and then runs
away.
Hell
yeah.
You know, I think as three males, our survival plan of Ragnarok is not looking great.
It sure isn't.
We're the rowdy, like, kids.
Yeah.
Or, like, we're not quite big enough for the adult table, but we're a bit too old for the kids table. So sort of there. And so when old mate Odin is like, right, who's here? We're kind of dragged along there as well.
Oh, are we going to fight? I don't quite understand what's happening. I'm six. And then we're in the battle.
So, yeah, okay.
It's a clever move of Freya. Wait, why did she want Frey out there fighting? Couldn't she just been like, yeah, just don't bother about it? Like, what did she get out of it?
I'm not quite sure what his exact motivation was, because it seems to be the women found something else to do and the guys did all the fighting. But
smart.
But in a situation where her brother/lover gets killed and all of history burns to a cinder, that gets rid of a lot of shame.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I didn't make love to my weird brother. What are you talking about? Wasn't the love of my life. He died. He died. That wasn't me at all.
He's dead.
What?
He's dead. Didn't you know? This sounds like it could be quite an amazing, like, HBO miniseries where it's done like, oh, this family has secrets.
Because my God, does it have secrets. Although when you bring up Thor, they're doing a reverse Thor cross-dressing.
Mm,
it seems to be to actually do a Thor cross-dressing situation here.
Yeah.
And just be like, well, nah, I'm a lady, it's fine.
Hell, even do any ice giants survive? Could I just go over to them and be like, yeah, what up? It's me, I'm Freya. Let me in.
Look at me, I'm dressed like, whatever, it's cool.
I'm a goddess. You know it, girl.
Their fate's not mentioned, but I'm assuming they melted.
That's a shame. Damn. All right, well then, if I can't get into Yggdrasil, and I can't cross-dress my way into heaven, I'll probably just try and... Was there another afterlife, or was it like everyone's going to hell? Like, do I have to sin to get into hell?
Yeah, the afterlives, you got hell.
Yeah.
What's the good one?
Yeah.
First of all, there's Muspel. That is Valhalla is heaven. Okay.
Yes.
And in their version of heaven, as a warrior, you fight and die for Odin's entertainment to be resurrected to feast, and then to get up the next morning and fight and die for Odin's entertainment. Odin's a bit of a dick.
Yeah. But he just got eaten by a wolf.
Yeah, so like,
so now Valhalla is anyone's game.
Muspel is where the horrible people go. That is hell, the Christian version of hell.
Okay. But hell with one L is basically like Christian purgatory.
That would probably that's the best equivalent.
Like, yeah, you just, yeah.
You know, it's not good, it's not bad. Meh.
It's fine. I like there, because I don't have to fight every day.
Yeah, I could just die.
Yeah.
Or I see Odin get eaten by a wolf. I'm like, Valhalla's looking pretty good right now. I also get eaten by a wolf. Ah, that's not glorious battle, is it?
You're like, oi, Zaman, make him eat me!
Make the wolf eat me! And then I end up just in regular hell with one L. I'm like, damn it.
Now you go to Valhalla for dying in battle, for braver, for being brave.
Okay.
Okay, Hank, because those are two different things.
Right. Yeah,
dying in battle and being brave, is it one or the other? Or
do
both?
They have to be both?
Let's put it this way. If your death is an arrow in the back as you're running away, you're not going to Valhalla.
What if I know I'm going to die, so I just raise my war axe like thusly, and then just charge headlong into the fray?
Yeah.
And then get like deliberately stabbed? But, like, I put on a show.
Yeah, I pretend like it's Valiant.
Me, I'm trying to find my way, and oh, look, it'd be so silly if you stabbed me in the head.
We will do battle, Wolf, and I'm so confident I would throw away my sword and close my eyes.
And put up my dukes.
And just cover myself in delicious butter.
Bathe myself in honey. Oh,
I have so many delicious veggies in my pockets for other reasons.
And then,
and
now you are going to Valhalla.
Yes!
We did it. We get there and everyone's like, where's Odin? I'm like, he got eaten by a wolf. It was crazy. Anyway, let's eat.
Fucking cooked, yeah.
Sweet, guys. This is, cool. It's funny that all of those gods in Valhalla are just like, not the gods, but the people in Valhalla that died are just like, man, Ragnarok's happening. That's crazy. Just go back to whatever they were doing. But I guess that's...
Because surely once Odin dies, like Valhalla is... kind of point, like not pointless, but there's no more fighting for Odin's entertainment.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no?
There is no more fighting for Odin's entertainment. Because all the people who were fighting for Odin's entertainment died in the Battle of Ragnarok. Because they came out, they all died in the battle.
Oh, no.
Those were part of his forces.
Shit. Son of a bitch.
I don't want to be like,
Odin is just like, not only am I going to get eaten by a wolf like a dickhead, all those old mates of mine that died during battle and have spent their afterlife dying and being reborn and dying for my amusement, they're going to then, in this battle, fight one more time and die for realsies? Then where do they go?
Nowhere.
Son of a bitch!
I love the idea of me being like, sweet, I'm just going to die and go to Valhalla because Odin's down here. And then I'm like in Valhalla for a second and then on a battlefield on a... Ah, god
damn it. Look over, see your dead body. Ah,
crap.
Son of a bitch, Odin.
Is it any wonder this religion didn't really go beyond a local phenomena?
Yeah, no, fair.
Well, what I really like about it is that it had, like you were saying at the start, a finite end.
Yeah.
They're like, yep, that's it, done. Thanks for coming along. Show's over.
Who is Odin's dad? Is it Kronos? Is that him? Or am I thinking somewhere else?
That's Greece.
That's Greece.
Who is Odin's? Who is?
I don't know if Odin had a dad. Did he?
Yeah, he did. I'm trying to remember the name right now because they
Boar or something.
There is the Earth is made of his body.
Ah, so I can't like get him back on side.
No,
and be like, oi, spanky child for being an idiot. All right.
Yeah, that's a shame.
All right, so
that's
we can't. Okay. So Valhalla we can't go to, that's out of the question.
If we go to hell, how does what's-his-face get out of hell?
Hella walked out off the job to go fight the battle. He just walked out.
All right.
So we just got to wait for... So what does Hela do in the Battle of Ragnarok? Anything?
Or she just come late? She basically just leads the zombie army of the undead to fight the poor people who died for Odin's entertainment.
If I die and go to hell with one L, am I going to become a zombie? Is it that situation?
feel, yeah.
Just trying to find the perfect afterlife to go to where I'm not conscripted again.
I think when you come back, to Earth, technically you're a zombie.
Oh, man.
Baldar's probably could be considered a zombie at that point.
Okay.
Baldar's a zombie god, and that's pretty cool.
All right, what about this Christian hell everyone keeps talking about?
Yeah, Brothel Froth, whatever it was.
Muspel?
Muspel.
Muspel.
And that was the realm run by Surt.
Is it so bad?
And if it's run by Surt and Surt's up top...
Ah, another fair game after. Free for the take.
They don't really address it, but Surt obviously lived.
Oh, of course.
So I'm going to assume his establishment is running in full vigor.
Yeah. Okay. How about this?
That's the kind of thing where he finishes Ragnarok and comes back, and I'm like, it's free. Oh, you said.
Okay, how about this? I just be an awful human being.
Yep.
I get into Surt's domain.
Mm-hmm.
Surt chuffs off. I'm like, this is my chance to shine. Mm-hmm. Make things run smoothly in this version of, like, in this hellscape, but, like, not too smoothly, but just, like, keep everything going. Surt comes back. I'm like, Surt, you big old idiot. You left. You didn't leave anyone in charge, but don't worry. I kept this seat warm for you. Here you go. You know, do you want to be, like, buddy buddies?
I think that's a good... I like that all of your plans involve befriending... someone far more powerful than yourself.
I mean, it's the only way to... I mean, look, I could befriend Odin, but he gets eaten by a dickhead. I could befriend Thor, but he gets poisoned like a dickhead. Yeah. Heimdall, maybe I could befriend.
Yeah, that's true.
What happens to Heimdall? Does he survive?
Heimdall does not survive. First of all, if he's all-knowing, this was a prophecy. They all knew this was coming. So if the all-knowing Heimdall knew this was coming, why did he still go?
He knew it was his destiny.
Yeah, time is immutable. Also, again, if he's all knowing, I can't really befriend him because he'll see right through me.
Yeah, he'll be like, "You're just befriending me to survive Ragnarok."
Like, yes,
stabbed.
All right,
now,
so he's out.
As far as making friends with Surt, look what happened to the last people who made friends with Surt.
That's true.
But the thing is, the difference between Loki and me is Loki's ambitious and has he has beefs with a lot of people. This boy, no beefs with anyone, and not very ambitious. Happy to kind of chill in, like, you know, near an open flame, I guess.
Clearly the start of the day for Surt and Loki was Surt being like, what do you want to do today? And Loki being like, I got beef. But the start for every day with you is, what do you want to do today? And you're like, whatever you want to do.
What do you want to do, Surt?
What do you want to do?
Me and you, we're best friends. And I put my hand out for a high five and just hope he does it back. Or else I'm just going to be hanging there for a while, and it's going to hurt my arm.
Yeah, I imagine he'll... he doesn't seem like the type to... It seems like as you're trying to manipulate him, he'll be manipulating you back, is all I imagine.
I think I could bamboozle him, and I reckon I'd get that high five. I reckon he'd be like... and then be like, bros for life, and he'd be like, yes.
I guess.
Now, unfortunately, Loki didn't live long enough to see that it was Surt do this.
Yeah,
he and him, they'll kill each other. That's pretty much the end of them.
Okay. Good. So, yeah, I reckon, befriending Sir, if I can't befriend, like,
Fenris
and make, like, Team Wolfen Boy,
mm-hmm.
I reckon befriending Surt is my next best move.
Team Certain Boy.
Hey! Yes. Big Team Certain Boy is how I survive Ragnarok.
Loki befriended Surt, and, well, had Loki survived, he would have been burned to death with the rest of them.
That's why being a third wheel to the last man and the last woman on Earth, the best strategy. Sitting up there in that tree with them, they're like, we should get repopulating. I'm like, oh, don't let me stop you. I'll look away.
But I won't.
I'm not gonna. We're a trio now. You have to feed me. I'm your baby. Well.
And by the end of all this, a lot of them are going to be widows, so they're going to need to be consoled.
Absolutely.
That's true. Fucking Weasel Boy Jackson over here.
Absolutely. Jackson Bailey has put himself in the best position. Although, just being a baby to the... I just like the idea of the last human beings being like, can we do it again? Okay, we're not going to... Not if this is what it's going to be, because... And I'm just lying there, like, on my back, being like, yeah! They'll kick me out of the tree, and they'd be right to do so.
I feel so. Yes, 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 yes.
Now, to go for a shameless plug for the book I wrote that involves all of this.
Yes,
please.
I've got these characters right at the start of Ragnarok. Looking for ways to survive it, because Odin has bought into the prophecy. So he's looking for a way to survive it. Loki is has also bought in. Thor doesn't care anymore. He's just become an atheist, but still demands worship.
That's great.
That's great.
Yeah, he threw away his hammer, but he still wants to be worshipped, so he plays professional football.
Smart.
All right.
Wise. And what is this book called, by the way?
It's called Mjolnir. It's named after the hammer.
And where can good people find this?
They can find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, Kobo, basically anywhere that sells anything you could read.
Check it out.
Now, if I was Odin, and if I knew about this prophecy, and the prophecy was that I'm going to get ate like a dickhead,
yeah,
I would cover myself in a very bitter substance
so
that Fenrir would spit me out.
That's clever.
Yeah?
I would, the moment I knew Fenris was about to eat me, cover myself in gasoline, set myself on fire.
Then Fenris isn't going to eat you.
And well, I'm going to burn to death. Right.
He is a dog, so you dip yourself in chocolate.
Ah. Then he gets really hyperactive for a bit, because that's a symptom of chocolate poisoning.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's very scared, but then he dies.
Yeah. Or just have a lot of grapes in your pocket.
Yes.
That'll also get rid of a dog.
Ah, man, dogs are so weak.
You can poison your dog like,
Oh, man, you want to kill your dog? Don't even worry. Basically, everything kills a dog.
Feed it what is to us like a symbol of decadence. Yeah. Grapes and chocolate.
It is weird that the food of the upper class is what ends up killing dogs.
Yeah.
Does caviar kill a dog?
I would assume so.
Yeah,
yes.
Probably. Anything that has, you're right, anything decadent is basically dog poison, and that's very funny. But yeah, but none of these plans work because we still get eaten.
Yeah.
And burned.
And burned. Yeah, with my gasoline one, I'm just an ash in the end.
So I think when all is said and done, the best way is to somehow befriend something more powerful than you that can then send you away.
Yep.
To either be one of the goddesses, or at least sneakily be one of the goddesses.
Yep.
Or third wheel it.
Jackson Bailey, third wheel in humanity.
In the tree of Yggdrasil.
In beginning, there was man, woman, and also Jackson.
And like another man.
Another guy who said his name was Jackson and kept pretending to be a baby. Don't worry about him.
The looms of fate. It's just
not enough creation myths start with those words.
I don't know. Being the extramarital boyfriend of a Norse god's wife sounds like the best survival plan.
Yeah, see, that's clever. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel.
And I'm Brian.
And you can find your book, Mjolnir, at anywhere you can find good books. There will be a link to it on the show notes and whatever. Give it a read and see how all these bugalugs try and survive Ragnarok.
Yeah, I'm sure that all of their plans are better than ours.
I think we're doing pretty good.
We'll see.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
3 the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.